how sweet it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There is nothing better than actual karmic retribution, especially to all the insane companies that were doing everything they possibly could to shove AI in front of your face every single time. Companies like NVIDIA, OpenAI, even Microsoft were all part of the plan to put AI into basically everything. And it turns out now the bubble is in fact ready to burst, and they're all chomping at the bit to throw each other under the bus and to come out at least unscathed or close to it. And that's where things get really enticing and weird about this entire thing. You see, we're watching in real time as OpenAI, apparently from the rumor going around, is completely incapable of actually paying off the 40% of RAM they've been hoarding off in their entire data centers as actual wafers, unable to be processed. Not only are we seeing that, it looks like NVIDIA is finally being outsold by AMD, and Microsoft looks like they're going to be starting to pull away from forcing AI into everything. Yeah, we've got an entire bubble bursting in front of us, and this could mean finally some sort of resemblance of going back to normality in terms of owning physical goods and even having proper compute power inside of our own homes. So we're getting close, but it's not time to celebrate just yet, because a couple of key factors are still into play, and it looks like OpenAI is going to be the first one that pops more than everyone. Because according to Culture Crave last week, OpenAI is shutting down its AI video platform Sora after it flopped, and Disney is now exiting their $1 billion deal with OpenAI. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, the closing of Sora is going to be the very first domino that is going to fall, causing the AI bubble to burst. There has been a lot of records being thrown around that OpenAI is predicting to lose over $14 billion by the end of 2026, maybe even more possibly, as they've been going around doing everything they can to get any sort of funding whatsoever. They've gone so far as to even put ads inside of their own ChatGPT, which you can clearly see right now when you try to use that product, even if you pay for it. And clearly, things are going to go from bad to worse. The thing is, these companies cannot sustain the amount of cost that it takes for AI to even exist. And the more ridiculous thing is, all that money is in fact never enough. Take a look. According to Windows Central back in February, NVIDIA denies reports that it's, quote, unhappy with OpenAI, but refuses to commit to the previously rumored $100 billion investment. OpenAI is bleeding cash and is seeking new investors at a valuation of $830 billion, according to reports. Amazon, Microsoft, SoftBank, and others are supposedly involved. That's right, when you've got the guy who's telling other major companies that their own engineers should in fact spend half of their literal salary on AI-generated tokens to make their job even more efficient, and he's the one pulling away from putting $100 billion into OpenAI, you've got a serious bubble that's ready to burst. And I think the only one that's going to be escaping this entire thing is going to be NVIDIA, because even then, they're still trying to go through and sell their GPUs to customers. But the problem is, people aren't even buying them right now. It's getting to the point right now that people are literally just stopping and waiting and saying, you know what? I'll wait for the bubble to burst or I'll buy something else. And if you don't believe me, look at this. According to Hardware Unboxed, they said this. You never see this, by the way. Radeon beating GeForce. The closer the item is ranked to the top spot, the more it has sold. First spot could outsell second spot by a factor of 2x, for example. That GPU stand is a hot item. The fact that the best-selling 5070 Ti model is in 12th position says it all. People are not buying the 5070 Ti. So when local retailers tell us they're selling 80% more 9070 XTs when compared to 5070 Ti's, they aren't lying. So we've got all these things happening all at once. We've got OpenAI losing billions of dollars in 2026. They're also unable to get any of the funding that they require from NVIDIA and even other partners as well. Then they shut down Sora. And if you want to know how much money Sora was costing them, well, get ready to laugh at this one. With Polymarket on Twitter saying this, breaking, OpenAI's Sora video platform was reportedly losing $1 million per day before they decided to shut it down. That's right, OpenAI was literally burning $1 million a day for literal AI slop being pumped out of their Sora app, and then going around and daring to ask all these other companies for hundreds of billions of dollars, and then saying, you know what, we're not a Ponzi scheme, we're gonna go ahead and buy all the RAM on the planet so that way nobody else can have it, and then jack the prices up. Remember that little story about a company called Micron? Remember them? Yeah, they decided to go ahead and screw every single consumer that they've literally made ever. And it turns out what they did was they decided to go around and leave the consumer space, taking their crucial brand with them, leaving everyone high and dry, dealing with the insane RAM crisis that we're all looking at right now. The PS5 Pro being $900, RAM kits costing as much as a PS5 Pro, and everything else in between, and even the massive amount of scarcity incurring across everybody else. The thing is, though, it looks like Micron is also going to have their comeuppance, and it's going to be glorious. With Hardware Canucks on Twitter saying this, turns out Sam Altman, quote, buying up 40% of DRAM wafers was actually him writing letters of intent. Letters he supposedly had slash has no intention of converting into actual purchases now. And memory manufacturers are just getting dumped on today. Showing a picture of Micron stock falling 9% over yesterday's trades. Okay, wait. Wait. You're telling me that what happened with OpenAI buying all the 40% of wafers of RAM on the planet was never actually a purchase? It was a letter of intent to purchase. And what happened was every other major company was like, yes, give us that letter of intent. We're going to make all this money. And it turns out none of the money was made. Sam Altman literally created the entire RAM crisis with just writing a simple letter, doing no purchasing whatsoever, passing literal IOUs between himself and other companies, just like Nvidia doing the exact same thing, taking in shares of other companies as well. And all at the same time, everybody else on the planet was getting because this one was literally going around and writing them off like, yeah, bro, we're totally gonna buy all these wafers. We promise, dude. He didn't even physically have them, apparently. I just can't. We've all dealt with this. We've all had to be through this. And everybody has had to deal with all the rising prices, layoffs and jobs, and all this garbage happening because Sam, I'm a dumbass Altman, was walking around signing off these stupid pieces of paper as if they were going to be good as cash and literally just surviving off of the backs of all the funding being brought in by every other angel investor. Going around and making $0, losing $1 million a day. And here we are, left holding the bill. Look, somebody's got to go to jail. I'm just saying it. I'm just going to say it right now. Somebody's got to go to jail. And I'm just saying it, brother, because clearly this is, in fact, the biggest Ponzi scheme I've ever seen. All this stuff happening between Jensen, between Altman, between OpenAI, Nvidia, literally going around and screwing over millions of people because they wanted to be the ones to make all the money when there's no money there to be made, truly is astounding to me. And then passing off the cost of all the money that was never made onto the users because we don't have the product anymore, boys. Sam Altman bought it all. Well, he didn't buy anything at all, and he's just doing it to screw everybody. Trash Jones on Twitter says this, AI companies will say AI is inevitable and then be like, please, 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 please use us. It's either them begging you to use their services, which nobody actually likes or cost too much money, or at the same time asking you to please, guys, don't call it slop. We promise there has to be a reason for it to even exist. Hell, even Satya Nadella said it himself. If there isn't a reason for that AI to be there, they're just basically burning money away. And it really is just absurd to see how all these companies were running to this gold rush are now getting caught on the back end and losing it across the board. board. And it looks like right now the bubble may in fact be bursting, and the DRM crisis could hopefully be ending sooner than we all actually expect. Because according to WCCF Tech, DDR5 memory prices just took a noticeable dive for the first time in months, and Google's Turbo Quant might be behind it. Lord baby Jesus, I've seen what you do for others, and I'm asking you to do something so small just for me. I don't even want a lot. I just want a little bit. Just shut all these motherfuckers down. That's all I'm saying. I would love nothing more than to see DDR5 prices and even everything else just collapse back down to literally the price where it was before, and hell, maybe even lower. A little bit of karmic retribution after what all these companies have done, trying to squeeze out every penny from our actual pockets in the gaming space, especially in PC gaming. And also, screw these companies as well for causing this kind of thing in the first place and stopping me getting the Steam Machine when I was supposed to get it. But the thing is, though, there's more to this article and a lot more happened. So let's check it out and go from there. With the article from WCCF Tech saying this, we have already discussed TurboQuant in a previous post. It is a KV cache compression algorithm. In summary, it reduces memory requirements in AI workloads by up to 6 times. The paper released by Google suggested that there isn't a noticeable difference in long context workload once the compression layer is applied, implying that the world won't need memory as desperately as it does right now. But many experts have denied this claim. If you could reduce memory requirements in any way, that would open up further opportunities for manufacturers to ramp up production of their DRAM products, since we know the current supply chain is severely bottlenecked. As for the above reduction in memory prices, it could be triggered by an inventory sell-off following TurboQuant's unveiling, given the industry-wide reaction to the algorithm has been pretty aggressive. That's just an assumption for now. That's right, we're seeing it all happen live in front of our eyes. Everything that's been happening with AI, NVIDIA, OpenAI, and every other major company going around and dumping all their finances, all their money into this basic Ponzi scheme while screwing over customers like you and me because they want to charge us more money for a supply that was constrained by their own design, by the way, really is a wild thing to see as their stocks begin to collapse, down 9%, down 5%. Over and over again, as Micron went ahead and decided to leave you high and dry, forcing you to pay more money from RAM from Samsung and SK Hynix. Literally, they're getting exactly what they deserve. OpenAI losing billions, NVIDIA getting outsold by AMD, and everything else across the board as well. It truly cannot be sweeter when this bubble in fact bursts, because clearly AI hasn't even added anything to the economy either. With Tom's Guide saying this, AI contributed basically zero to the US economy last year, according to Goldman Sachs. So AI costs billions, does nothing for the economy, well, except get everybody else fired and raising the price of everything else that we want to use in our daily lives and every sort of piece of technology. And at the same time, it is nothing more than an actual Ponzi scheme while literally going around and writing letters of intent, basically IOUs, across every other company as NVIDIA begins to swallow their stocks and grow ever further. Ah. Yes, gotta love this entire thing happening right now, and the bubble, in my opinion, is in fact set to burst. Because clearly this is going to go down the road that every company is in fact dreading and fearing, and they're trying to stall off and wait on, thinking that it's going to somehow magically turn a 180, when in reality, it's not going to do that at all. And even Microsoft is starting to panic, especially Satya Nadella. With Windows Central saying this, Microsoft's $146 billion AI spending spree is spooking investors and could lead to its worst quarter since 2008. Investors are worried about startups like OpenAI and Anthropic replacing Microsoft's core productivity apps. With the article saying this, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella indicated that the company's AI spending is actually paying off, further revealing that Copilot's daily user base has grown nearly 3 times year over year. However, only 3.3% of Microsoft 365 and Office 365 users who interact with Copilot actually pay for it. The tech giant could be setting itself up for failure with its heavy investment in AI, as investors' interest is waning and they become hesitant to commit funds to Microsoft's exorbitant AI initiatives. Some have openly voiced concerns that AI startups like OpenAI and Anthropic are developing agents that could one day replace established productivity suites such as Microsoft 365. Oh yes, over $140 billion burned away. Thousands of employees fired to fund this insane, ridiculous spending spree that every company's trying to be the first at. Remember, it's nothing new. Nadella even said it himself, that AI apparently needs to prove its worth in the real world or else it will lose public perception and even trust. And clearly, no, it's never going to earn that, because what's happening right now is that people are trying to use an AI model that doesn't do anything and just copies everybody else, stealing everybody else's work by taking that stolen copyrighted work basically from everybody else, claiming that it's fair use. But then when we try to use anything that's fair use, every other company goes out and sues every other YouTuber instead, saying, no, you can't do that. It's ours. Well, no, honey, that's not how it works. The massive amount of data centers being built, water being poisoned, and everything else across the board, including high electricity fees that are being passed on to every other regular Tom, Dick, and Jane in the entire planet, is exactly what we do not want. And then to make matters even worse, then you screw with our RAM and you screw with our video games, and now the PS5 Pro is $900 fucking. And the more ridiculous thing is watching companies like Microsoft and OpenAI literally battle each other to see who can spend the most money and burn everything else to the ground. According to Kenshi on Twitter, saying this, Sam Altman's OpenAI just admitted their Microsoft dependence is a huge risk before IPO. Docs reveal Microsoft handles a substantial portion of their financing and compute. If the partnership is modified or terminated, their business prospects, operating results, and financial condition could be destroyed. After billions poured in and control handed over, this is the independent AGI savior. Classic Altman, all hype on shaky foundations. And that explains so much about what's been happening with Microsoft and even OpenAI. Remember, Sam Altman and Nadella were also on a podcast together, laughing and yucking it up about how they have so many pieces of actual hardware that they can't even plug in to use because they don't have the actual power to run them in the first place, literally hogging up every piece of hardware. While Altman and OpenAI write literal IOUs to every other company, trying to hoard RAM from everybody else and then backing out of actually even paying for that RAM because they're losing $1 million a day because of Sora. Oh. Let me tell you. Couldn't have happened to a nicer group of people. It really couldn't have. But you know who's next, in my opinion? Jensen. He's the whole linchpin behind this entire thing. He's the one running the show, and everything he's doing right now is setting himself up to be the only one with the golden parachute to fly away scot-free. You see, as all this stuff was crumbling around everybody else right now, and OpenAI is falling apart, Microsoft is losing patience and even actual investor confidence, what does NVIDIA do? They launched DLSS 5, even though that was an actual travesty and disaster. But at the same time, apparently now it looks like their people are leaking actual specs for the 60 series class cards of GPUs, which obviously are going to be exponentially expensive, and it's going to get even worse because all these companies are trying to do the one thing that they know is going to happen. They're going to go ahead, burst the AI bubble, and then come crawling right back to you, thinking that it's going to be okay. They're going to stop and say, "We're sorry." Micron will come back with Crucial and say, "Guys, our bad. We didn't mean to leave you high and dry. Here's our RAM again at way cheaper prices that we could have always afforded but chose not to in the first place." NVIDIA will come back and say, "We're sorry. Here's a 6090. It's almost like the little meme number you gamer boys love, I bet. Go ahead, $2,500, $3,000. We'll make sure you get all the fake-generated frames in your DLSS 5 AI slop that you can possibly ever fucking imagine." Look, I would love nothing more than for this entire thing to actually collapse. I don't want a lot. I don't, right? All I want is maybe a CPU upgrade, maybe even a Steam machine, and that's about it. I'm not trying to spend a bajillion dollars. I'm not looking to go ahead and get all this new shit for myself. No, I just want some minor upgrades that I want to do for my PC whenever it comes around without having to sell my actual kidney to the cartel to get anything in the first place for the money for it. This whole thing is actually absurd, and all I'm asking for is for things to go back to normal. But we know that's in fact not going to happen until this bubble violently bursts in front of everybody. And the sad part is, I think the only one that's going to be walking away is going to be Nvidia and Jensen, and maybe even AMD on the side, skating off into the sunset with all the money that they were supposed to make but never actually did, because Sam Altman wrote them IOUs and all they actually went around collecting was just stock shares from every other company that's also investing into the same thing that they were doing, literally creating their own bubble and their own Ponzi scheme across the entire facet. So, you know, that's a fun one. But it really goes to show that every single one of these companies does not give a shit about you, does not care about you, no matter what they try to say or actually try to convince you about how great their product is. All of this is all just nothing more than an actual scam trying to screw you out of more money every single time. And it really goes to show that the predicament we're in is not because of any other outside sources, but simply because every other major tech company wanted to go ahead and because they wanted to make more money and they thought you weren't going to be enough. Well, it looks like the day of reckoning is coming quick, boys, so you better get those parachutes ready. Because when this bubble pops, we're going to be here, we're all going to point and laugh, and we're still not going to give you our money. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear what you guys got to say about this in the comments section down below. Do you think the bubble is finally going to burst? Do you think this is going to be the actual first domino to make everything fall apart? Or do you think this is merely just a blip in the wind and things are going to get way worse before they get better? I want to hear what you've got to say. And speaking about what you got to say, here in fact is the comment of the day from yesterday's video. With Dear Zombie saying this, can't wait for Valve to become the new payment processor. Brother, I can't wait for Valve to be the new payment processor, to be the new RAM manufacturer, GPU manufacturer, CPU manufacturer, and anything else across the board. It's entirely scary how only one company is doing the right thing by the customer and the consumer. And it really goes to show how truly terrifying everything is right now on the planet, when only Valve is the one doing the right thing. Kind of crazy when you think about it. But with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see more of this kind of content, though, more hot takes on the gaming industry and tech industry, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, and fanboy content, subscribe to the channel. If you want Discord access or emotes during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just come on down Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel as I wear a banana suit and get insulted with TTS. It's a hell of a show. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. The community here is actually insane. Saturday nights, live, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, right here on the channel. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!